It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moss. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave.
Hello. As you listen to me, I am out of the studio on assignment in Gander, gathering material for a special future feature broadcast special. Due to my absence and owing to an overwhelming number of requests, we bring you My Moose Hunting Journal, first aired on October 18th, 1997. So, by popular demand...
This week on The Great Eastern... Scaldjur, Bottles, Canada, Blessed Iceland, hail and salutations to all. My name is Paul Moss. Roasts, steaks, sausage or ground, put in your orders now. You listen, we shoot. It's hunting season in Newfoundland. Moose and more for you with me on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
You can imagine my excitement last week when I returned from Corner Brook, hit play on my answering machine, and heard the following.
Policy of Columbia House Records, and oops. I'm afraid you'll have to pay within 14 days.
Wrong messenger.
Here it is, Paul, from the Department of Wildlife, and I'm opening it up. Skin Cabin Pond, Cape Shore 32, bull only. Tell your mom to heat her hot, Paul. We'll have our moose this year.
Yes, my old pal Jer got the moose license. It was time once again to convene a meeting of my oldest pals, the boys. Time to swaddle yourself in blaze orange, to oil the 303, pack a lunch, and head for the woods. This, then, is my moose hunting journal. We're in the basement of Moth Manor on Kitty Bitty Road to plan our moose hunting expedition to Skin Cabin Pond. I'm joined by my old buddies, Bill Murphy.
Present.
Bill is 2 months sober, I believe. Is that right, Bill?
2 months, 1 week, 3 days, 6 hours, and going on 17 minutes.
Yay! Yeah. How'd that be, Bill?
Yeah. It was the right thing to do. You were out of control, Bill.
Yeah, sure.
And also here is Jerry Cadigan.
And a big Newfoundland hello to Canada.
Fine, Jerry. I'm doing an audio diary thing, kind of an audio verite, so you don't have to goof it up, boys. And listen, this is a voice-activated microphone, so you want to be careful with the language, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
And Jerry has brought along a friend, local social activist, and house husband, Farley Monk.
Great to be with men fourth in the circle.
Yeah, well, welcome, Farley, welcome. So I'll get Mom to pack us some grub.
And we can take the duster.
Great. Who got the duster?
And now, what a firepower. I got the Burmeister Buffalo 303.
And here's the old Schickenbrone double bore. Charlie?
So I've never fired a gun.
What are you packing, Paul?
Well, let's check the old gun locker here. I haven't even looked at these since I was in Los Angeles. See, it was the auto pistol, AK-47. I got the Galil machine gun.
Jeez, Paul, what are you doing with all the guns?
When in Rome, Bill, when in Rome.
You must have had a lot of aggression.
You don't know the half of it, Farley. I had some dental work done in L.A., and I figured the CIA put a tracking device in one of my fillings so that I'd lead them to my old Mexican producer, Coco Cabrera. Needless to say, well, I was spooked.
The CIA was tracking you.
Well, in the end, it was the speedballs talking. Anyway, I had lots of guns. And here it is, boys, the weapon of choice, a Freedom Arms 454 with a 10-inch barrel and night sights. But if I'm not mistaken, Bill here has the secret weapon.
Indeed I do. Straight out of my freezer.
Yeah! What is it?
It's the cock and balls of a bull moose.
Oh, wow. I've read about this. Men of the Suguni tribe of Ugubamba, they do this.
Do what?
Perform a ritual dance with the sexual organs of a large ruminant before the hunt. Oonga, oonga, oonga.
No, Fry, you get the wrong idea. It's because of the hunting license. Bull only.
Sorry?
If we shoot a cow, we got Mr. Moose's gear here to show the warden, right?
Oh, I see.
But we can still do the dance.
What in the name of God are you getting on with, Fred?
Well, whatever. Paul, where's the little boy's room?
It's upstairs, Fred. And don't mind Ma.
What was that? Where did you find Farley?
He's the circle leader in my men's group.
Men's group? Is that some kind of homo thing?
No. It's to develop men's sensitivity.
Men's group?
Pamela insisted that I join. Get in touch with my feminine side.
Pamela's a winking.
Look, that's my fiance. You're talking about their pal.
Yeah, well, I talk about outside.
That's right.
So, when do we start?
Tomorrow morning. We'll hit the road at 4 o'clock, and we'll grab breakfast at the Moorlands.
Oh, God, I need more sleep.
I slept like a baby.
You know, I'm fine now. Not drinking. I'm having these horrible dreams.
You should try melatonin.
Is that like lewds? You don't have any lewds, do you?
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Coffee's all around?
Please.
Yeah, please, sure. Coffee for me, but...
Do you have herbal teas?
No.
No, okay. Just some spring water. I love these booths. I mean, it's just like I'm in circle. Here, Bill, give me your hand.
Don't touch me, Farley.
No problem. You know, I really got to pee.
Well, go pee.
Okay, man.
No, it's... Oh, wait, it's clear. I'm going.
Dear, what is it with this guy in the bathroom?
He's got this toilet anxiety thing and he's working through.
What?
He can't urinate in front of other men.
I know, that can be rough.
This boy's.
He'll be fine.
Just leaving him there like that. Look, his coat is back here.
Just forget it, okay? He's gonna be fine.
I don't know, Bill. Farley's pretty sensitive.
Shut up, Jer.
Hello, I am Earl B.
I might have parched for a drink.
Listen, turn off the radio. Turn off the radio.
Brought to you by Big Lad Brewery. An intensifying low pressure system is approaching the Avalon Peninsula from the northwest. This system will bring heavy rains, high winds, and temperatures near the freezing point.
Great.
Time to batten down the hatches in southeastern Newfoundland. That's your weather update from Big Lad. Now back to
weekend.
Day in, day out with Gary Snow and Heather Swift.
Thanks, Erling. I'm Heather Swift. Gary's in rehab today. Let's start this hour with some music.
You have to listen to BCN.
Ron Hines,
No
Return.
Gamblers gone for broke in the steam and the sweat and the smoke. But what have they all got to lose? Only these gamblers' blues. Only these gamblers who never learn. Down the river, no return. River. Doing like a runaway train. Subway scream and a wild refrain. Rolling child on the city street. Weary face out a window seat. Has been waiting there for so long. Waiting for love to come home. Love's not a going concern. Down the river. From the start, except but for that restless heart, restaurant hearts always betray. Somehow they get sucked away to a place where love's fire won't burn, down the river of no return. River of no return. Ever wonder whose hand is on the wheel? Ever wonder who negotiates these deals? Ever ask yourself why?
Some BCN community announcements. Junior Achievement Newfoundland, in association with the St. John's Board of Trade, presents Earl Vardy, fund manager and tax consultant. Mr. Vardy will present a talk entitled High Yield Offshore Investing and the Young Offenders Act. Opportunities for youth abound in fields of business activity considered too risky for adults. Earl Vardy shows how the ambitious under 18-year-old can assess the risks and make the big money. Were you involved in a NASA staging of lunar landings near Fermi's in the 1960s? A group of former film crew members in the secret undertaking are forming an association. You can join tonight at 7:30 at the BIS. The Good Old Gander Foundation will be meeting in St. John's this week to develop plans for a Gander Day celebration. If you have ideas for a Gander Town Festival, come and meet the Foundation's steering committee at the Leif Erickson Room of the Hotel Palmer Hotel Tuesday at 7 p.m. As part of the celebrations, Gander is preparing a commemorative Big Book of Gander. In aid of this project, any persons having recollections of romance at the crossroads of the world are invited to call 1-800-GANDERED. And finally, a pair of men's bifocals, a large box of lemon cream biscuits, and a tube of salve were left at the BCN last week. The owner can pick the items up at the station. Those are some BCN community announcements. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, serving the island for over 60 years.
Ah, the shack at Skin Cabin Pond, a rustic reminder of the old Terra Nova that used to be.
Desperate, huh?
No worse than the old one.
I gotta say, boys, the booze certainly cast this dump in a rosier light.
Don't think like that, Bill.
I need a drink.
Well, there's no booze along. Paul was out of that.
Thanks, Paul. You're a real pal.
You're welcome, Bill. You'll thank me later. Well, lads, the sun will soon be up. Leave what you're going to leave here, and then let's go out and get our moose.
Any signs?
Yes, few signs.
it looks pretty fresh.
Sugar steam coming off it. Oh, I see. He's close.
What?
Shh. Oh, I see. He's real close.
Look.
Here. Sure. Huff. Yeah. Fine here. Good here. All men accounted for.
All accounted for.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Move
on, then.
Okay. Sure. If it's all right with you guys, I wouldn't mind going back to the cabin for a change of pants, huh?
I'm with you, Bill.
Oh, okay. That makes three for sure.
Well, we'll have better luck tomorrow.
We'll have better luck tomorrow.
Pickle wiener, Bill?
Gee, no food. I can't go to food.
We used to have better luck when Bill would do his moose call.
Yeah, remember that? Bill would get totally tanked up, wander out, cover himself up in mud, and let go of the old moose call.
Never fails.
Never fail. Come on, Bill, give us the moose call.
No, I'm not.
Come on, boy. The old moose call.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. No.
Put more into it, boy.
No, I'm not doing this. Come on.
One shot.
No.
No.
No,
that's not it.
Yeah. Well, look, I say tomorrow we go on up past the Lucifer Gullies because there's always a few moose up there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a hike up the Lucifer Gullies.
Come on, boys. We came out here to get the GD moose.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying it's a bit of a hike. That's all.
Well, we're having fun now, aren't we?
No.
Oh, yeah. We're really having a good time up in the woods now, aren't we? Jeez, I'm parched for a drink.
Give us the moose again, boy. Come on.
The Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Get out your ears and bend them toward the crystal set. Put your hand on the volume dial and twist it up just a little bit louder. Prepare yourself mentally and physically for the rigors of the most demanding and popular game show in the canon of game shows, What's That Noise from Newfoundland? Hollis Duffett has been exercising like a maniac and feels up to the task of bringing you the secret sound. Hollis, hoist her up. I get chills whenever I hear that hubba bubble. So, let's see what it is that you think it is. Into the mail sack I wander to find this. It's a letter, an envelope, all the way from Regina, Saskatchewan. Far out in the prairies. It's a scary place, the prairies, at night, you know. You never know what'll come out of the sky at you. It's from Patrick Devereaux, and he writes, "Dear Paul, my son, how could you insult your listeners with a sound so common as that in your latest What's That Noise? Everybody that has worked on the water for any time at all knows that noise is the snores of a skull of baby scuppers snoozing on sunny rocks after a big feed of snaggles or whatever. Challenge us with something a little more harder next time, will you? Yours sincerely, Patrick Devereaux." He's a confident contestant, no doubt about that. And as to your guess, Hollis? No, Patrick Devereaux of Saskatchewan, not a skull of scuppers, whatever they are. So find a pen and paper. I'll give you our contest address as soon as you hear the noise once more. Hollis, please. Now, if you find yourself saying, "I know what that is," then you must mail me as soon as possible. Send your entry to the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or EOS, That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Stay with us now. We'll be going back to the woods after this short commercial message.
Paul in Iceland. That is our most beautiful month. Join me, Bjarni Gudmundsson, for Iceland Report in BCN, the Nights of Sundays. Yes, it is our time of harvest, too, on Iceland. This week, sample me with the cookings of Iceland. Jams of berry and moss, jellies of the same. Bird feathers, another game, cooked as little as you like it on the Iceland manor. Let the hunting go. That's another example in which we eat. Not only from the sea do we have our meat. So put your shoes on. There's something good in them. With me, Bjarni Gudmundsson in Iceland Report, here with the BCN.
I'm telling you. I'm just telling you.
What are you telling me? What are you telling me, Jer?
Lost. Telling you.
I think I'm with Jer there, Bill. I think we are lost.
I'm telling you, boy.
Look, we are not lost! We are lost!
Boys, boys, it's getting pretty dark now. I don't think we're gonna... Wait, look! Look! Look at us, a cabin! Come on!
Is it locked?
Oh, yeah. Stand back! Not locked for long.
Oh, wow. Well, this is a bit of luck.
Doesn't look like anyone's been here in years.
Oh, my.
Couple bumps back here.
Hey. Look. A few old cans of beans.
Jeez, press one up. I've got some. Yeah.
John Franklin's beans. What can go wrong with canned food, eh?
What do you got there?
Got some beans.
Jeez. Paul, I don't think you should be eating those.
They're from a tin, Jerboy. Come on, take it easy.
Here you go, Paula. Might be of interest to you.
Oh, look at that, a microphone, an old Krupp's Funkenscheid.
Oh, boy, that's great. This is what we need.
You know what? I bet this is Ron Galately's cabin, Bill. He used to record shows from up here, remember?
Ask me if I care, Paul.
I'll tell you, this is freaking me out.
And what's this?
What do you got there? It's rum.
Don't do it, Bill.
I'm cool. Look at this stuff. It's ancient. We got here Young Sam and Lieutenant Morgan.
Well, I guess we should bunk down here for tonight. Trying to make it back to our camp tomorrow.
It's dark rum, eh?
Go lie down, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you guys don't have some of these beans. Tell you. Absolutely fantastic.
Wait, wake up, Paul.
Huh?
Paul.
Don't probe me. Don't probe me!
Wake up! Get back at you! I'll show you! Don't you put the gun down! It's me, Jerry!
I'm sorry, Jerry. I was back in the desert. With a ship. A Detective Agnew.
It's the beans, Paul. The beans must have been bad.
Oh, God. What's going on?
Bill's gone.
What?
So is the rum.
Oh, my God. Listen. God, I hope he doesn't hurt himself.
Get on!
When the shooting stopped and the smoke cleared, there was a big bull moose just outside the cabin. Good old Bill. Jer and I dressed the fallen beast and hauled it back a long, long way and lashed it to the duster. Bill called just yesterday. His blackout lasted 3 days, and he came to in Sackville, New Brunswick. There's a story I'd like to hear. As I speak to you now, Mom is back at Moth Manor braising a choice roast of meat with onions and salt pork. This has been my moose hunting journal. Just a reminder that our annual Listener's Letters program will be broadcast next week, so you still have a couple of days to pose all your questions about the Great Eastern or the BCN. Myself and Erling Biggs will be reading your queries and answering what we can. Send all correspondence to 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or use our electronic address, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. If we use your letter, we'll send you a beautiful BCN t-shirt, and you can see those, along with many other items of interest, on our website, www.greateastern.cbc.ca. One question we often receive from people is, what is that music you play at the end of the show? It's the Plankerdown Band, and the piece is called The Jig Is Up. Comes to you live each week through the unflagging efforts of our engineer, Hollis Duffett, and the precise superintendence of Ish Lundrigan, our director of radio. We are broadcast every Saturday morning on CBC's Radio 1 service, every Saturday evening on Radio 2, and once more internationally, Saturday nights on Radio Canada International. My name is Paul Moth. Won't you please join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm your award-winning weather watchdog, Erling Biggs, with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections, purveyors of mouthwatering knobs to Newfoundlanders since 1886. First, an announcement. Tryouts will be held this afternoon for Municipal Santa. Interested applicants are asked to report to the Adam Fry Room of City Hall at 2:30 for personality assessment. The successful St. Nick will take part in the Santa Claus Parade, preside over a Yuletide session of City Council, and ignite the Torbay Pudding. In traffic today, the Firefighters Auxiliary is conducting a simulated emergency in the parking lot of Chunky's Steakhouse on Barrington Road. Apparently, some overzealous volunteers have set up roadblocks, closing off access to the Osborne Mall.